This is The Morning Routine with Dr. Daryl Jones. Morning Routine is a daily devotional podcast for those who are raising, educating, and growing the next generation.
Good morning. I'm glad you're here. This is such an important day and an important time in the Christian calendar. I'm reading this morning from John chapter 13, verses 12 through 17. So when Jesus had washed their feet, taken his garments, and sat down again, he said to them, "Do you know what I've done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, 'Well, for so I am.' If then your Lord and teacher has washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I've given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. Most assuredly, I say to you, a servant is not greater than his master, nor is he who is sent greater than he who sent him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them." Today is Maundy Thursday, the first day of the Easter account commemorating the events of the Last Supper before Jesus' betrayal, arrest, crucifixion, and death. Our text today gives us insight into Jesus' actions on that day. It's important to reflect on these things as we prepare for Good Friday and the Easter holiday. Foot washing was necessary at the time of Christ because the roads were filthy due to animal traffic and dust. It was customary for the lowest servant or lowest ranking member of the house to wash the feet of everyone else. And yet we see Jesus, the creator of the universe and the one holding it all together, kneeling to wash the feet of his disciples. We see Jesus washing the feet of Judas, who would betray him. He washes the feet of Peter, who would betray him. He washes the feet of Thomas, who refused to believe the truth of Jesus' resurrection until he saw it with his own eyes. Jesus washes feet during the horror of the coming crucifixion. And Jesus, in light of these things, tells his disciples to go and do likewise. Jesus said, "Greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life for his friends." As we move into this Easter holiday, remember the love of God was not a mere concept or idea, but was demonstrated and shown through the life of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to The Morning Routine, brought to you by the Herzog Foundation and hosted by its president, Dr. Daryl Jones. For more information, please visit herzogfoundation.com. To receive The Morning Routine as a daily email, sign up at morningroutinepodcast.com. See you in the morning.